matters over to Honorable Salim.
Thank you, Excellencies. Let me thank you for this very good program. I want to begin by saying to you that what we have done with respect to the decentralization program, you know, sources of our conflict in our conflict with an organization in exclusion, which our government is funded as the program under the decentralization program. Women are highlighted in our program, the rest of women. Some of our local teams now are women, so just to inform you of a few of the progress we are making. With respect to the alternative dispute resolution, is widely being used now by my ministry, where disputes about land conflicts in some communities. This platform is helping the ministry very well. We are working with the land and the land authority resolution on disputes and also community land disputes. We are also making progress as a ministry with boundary harmonization. Boundary harmonization is one of the major things that we are focused on the decentralization program. Some of the counties are boundary cross to each other. The meets and bounds will establish some of the localities and local localities. So we are making progress on that. We bring one of the counties in the southeast, two of them. In the southeast, that's Brankida and River G. Yes, we have established the meets and bounds in the counties. So as to foster the peace and reconciliation program that we have fully established and our government. Decentralization also just to report to you the means of keeping our people united to keep the peace that we have. That program is one of the flagship programs that our president Dr. George cherish, where we are now that we have to keep poverty and accelerate development in parts of our country, the revenue sharing mechanism where revenue is in one of the decentralization programs listed with a portion of that revenue being seen in the country where it is raised, that will also help to accelerate development. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.